The new provisions. The new provisions create a single framework for penalties to be imposed on taxpayers who make errors in documents submitted to HMRC, that is, not just VAT returns. The phrase misdeclaration penalty will no longer be used. A penalty will be imposed where a VAT return contains an error and two conditions are satisfied. Condition one is that the document contains an inaccuracy which amounts or leads to an underdeclaration of VAT or a false or inflated claim to repayment of VAT. Condition two is that the error is careless or deliberate. An error is careless if it is due to failure to take reasonable care. Deliberate but not concealed if it is deliberate but there have been no arrangements to conceal the error, and deliberate and concealed if arrangements have been made to conceal the error. The amount of the penalty is 30% of the lost revenue if the action is deemed careless, 70% of the lost revenue if the action is deliberate but not concealed, and 100% of the lost revenue if the action is both deliberate and concealed. HMRC can reduce penalties to nil if appropriate for unprompted disclosures where the error is careless. The penalty can be reduced to a percentage not below 15% where a prompted disclosure is made. Penalties can be reduced to not below 20% for unprompted disclosures of deliberate errors, below 35% for prompted disclosures of deliberate errors, and to 30% and 50% respectively for unprompted and prompted disclosures of deliberately concealed errors. HMRC has the power to suspend penalties for careless errors. Under these suspension provisions, the penalty will be enforced if another careless inaccuracy is made during the suspension period, normally a year. The reasonable care provisions will be subject to debate and dispute. HMRC say that reasonable care will differ depending on the capabilities of the taxpayer concerned. HMRC has stated it will not impose a penalty where it can be demonstrated that the taxpayer has relied on incorrect advice from either HMRC or a competent VAT advisor, provided the person giving the advice has been given the full facts.